welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and I thought what we would do today, just for the fun of it, is a meditation on living in luxury. So just for the moment, just kind of put all those cares, stresses, and worries, and things you don't know about, and things you're not sure about, and just move them all to the side for the next few minutes. We're going to go into a meditation today, so if you can not be driving, it'd be great. You don't want to be on your phone. I'll actually turn my phone off. That'd be a good idea. Role model. Walk the talk. And take a deep breath. And I'm present too as I watch my children and most adults I know check their phones constantly, check their email constantly, check messages. All of this is a way of not being present in our present. It's a shift into like reacting. To me, true luxury is being in your body in the moment, being in the present. Some people that I know live in the most beautiful places and kind of forget to honor the beauty around them. So just for today, I'd like you to acknowledge everything around you that is beauty. Yeah. You can focus on one rose or one leaf, one orange. I have all these fruit trees where I live. Yeah, you can focus on one persimmon. As you stand in this space of acknowledging the beauty that's around you, what happens is it awakens and enlivens more beauty to come to you. So that as we say, oh gosh, I love children, we can be around children more. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited when I'm working with entrepreneurs. And then more entrepreneurs will find us. So what is it that you would like to attract? And in the being of this, I feel like you guys already, everyone listening already probably knows this. As we be this, we are this, we attract this, we know this, and this all begets more of it. So, in the space of knowing luxury, there is a releasing of the attachment to poverty and impoverished. Yeah, that. So, just for a moment again, we're going to go a few more minutes. Just unplug from the cycles of poverty. Unplug from anywhere that luxury has betrayed you or you've gone with the hard way versus the right way. That nice. And now I just invite you to kind of close your eyes for a moment and imagine, if you would, some yes answers to questions you've been asking. So may I have this? Yes. May I live like that? Yes. Can I change my lifestyle? Yes. Can I have more than I thought I could? Yes. Can I buy rental property? Yes. Where can you be a yes to yourself that you've been being a no? Can I get my toes done today? Yes. You know, you can always do them yourself. Can I listen to beautiful music today that moves me? Yes. Can I start a podcast? Of course. Can I write a book? Yes. Where have you been a no to yourself? Where have you said no to your inner desires? Where have you not honored that which you truly are? Yeah, those places, those icky, ugly places that we all kind of harbor. Where have we not been that? Very nice. And breathe into that you that you'd like to be more of. Those moments of you, yeah, where you just showed up as you wanted to show up. Breathe into that now. Let go of the edges, blocking, anything blocking it, just let go of it. And now, while you're kind of in this relaxed state, maybe, if you're listening and tuned into my voice, I'd like you to invite three things into your life that you don't have right now. Three beautiful things that will symbolize to you the shift into luxury. So this could be as simple as having your toes done every couple weeks, or this could be something like a facial regularly. This could be a Tesla that you're driving. This could be a castle that you're living in or you're visiting. This could be a horse that you own that you haven't allowed yourself to own. This could be so many things. So go ahead right now in this space of creativity and experience, and maybe your brain has shifted a little bit into being open to what's possible. And just invite three things now. I'm gonna just sort of slow down just a little bit. Now, for the first thing, and I say thing, but it can be whatever you like. So for the first thing you'd like to invite in, just kind of give it a little bit more form. And picture the smells around you as you're experiencing this thing. So if it's a new car smell. If it's a new dog smell. What is it that you're inviting in? Yes, that. And just picture yourself thoroughly being one with that new thing in your life. Just really picture that being real. Nice. Expand your energy out. Expand your energy out. Now invite the second thing. Okay. Go ahead and invite in that thing. And just kind of see the ripples of having that in your life now. So whatever that thing is, just hold it. Feel it to be one with you and just allow that to all integrate into your being. Nice. Now invite the third thing. This might be an elusive one, right? So this could be a challenging one. Nice. Now you have, see, just kind of now invite all those things that you've invited into your life to be with you moving forward, and pull the essence of them to already be there with you right now, and just see them already there right now, the essence of these gifts. Mine were really interesting. Just invite them all into your fabric, into your way of being, into your life. Very nice. Thank you so much for joining me today on Energy Clearing for Life Force. It's my pleasure to guide you through these meditations that just sort of show up for me. And again, I started the show just on a whim, kind of thinking, hey, I was already doing these meditations to clear my energy. I might as well invite everyone into it. So thank you again for coming. You can have more meditations if you go to energyclearingforlife.com.